Is there a place for sexual orientation and healthy families where sexual orientation may be in question for maybe one or maybe more members of that family? Let me take you back to a conversation that I had with Christopher Doyle as we answer that question.
Isn't it funny how when you gave what you had, you gave it with love? Yes, you did. Who can give you back this love when it's gone? Isn't it funny?
Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are in time for another week's edition of Spiritual Perspectives, where today our focus will be on sex, sex addiction, but also healthy families and the role that many fathers are playing, can play in the development of our healthy families. Mr. Ramsey Lewis, the title of the song is Healed Heart, and we have a great guest with us who's going to help us focus on the topic of the day, Mr. Christopher Doyle. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you today?
I am well as well, and really, really admiring you for the work that you are doing. You know, one of the things that, yes, sir, it's a very, very serious work. It's a very relevant work. And if you would, Chris, please share with the Speaking With community what this work, what this mission entails.
Well, sure, Carl, and thanks for having me on today. I'm the executive director of the Institute for Healthy Families, and for 25 years, we have focused on counseling for individuals, couples, and families dealing with sexual orientation and sexual, relational, and sexual brokenness issues. So we have found in our work that there are a number of woundings that lead people to feel either distressed with their sexual orientation or their sexuality, including experiencing sexual addiction and same-sex attraction, in the sense of unwanted same-sex attraction. And also, from a spiritual perspective, my thought is that sexual brokenness and relational brokenness always begins with a broken relationship with God. And then it starts with a broken relationship with others in our lives. And when that happens, we start to try to get legitimate needs met in sometimes an illegitimate way. And that's when we have all forms of sexual and relational issues and brokenness that kind of pops up here.
You know, Chris, and something I'm curious about when it comes to, forgive me for interrupting, I just want to ask you this while it's on my mind and before we move too far away from it. You mentioned that for many people with regards to the brokenness, that it has to do often with the broken relationship with God. Do you find that with many of the people that you work with, that they are consciously aware of the brokenness of their relationship with God? Or do you find that for many of them, that is a subconscious brokenness that they're not aware of, yet it has just as strong an impact as if they were aware of it?
Well, I think it's important first that we recognize that we're all broken. Mm-hmm. All of God's children are broken. And that someone who's experiencing a sexual issue is not any more broken than someone who's experienced another problem or another issue, emotional disorder, or a sin issue in their life. And so, in my perspective, our wounding manifests in different ways. And some people, it manifests in a sexual and relational issue. And so, for my clients, primarily all of them are Christian or Jewish and spiritual in some nature. Not all of them, but probably, you know, the vast majority of them. And they recognize that their connection or the relationship with God has some impact on why they feel frustrated, distressed, or have some kind of unwanted attraction sexually to somebody. And that doesn't necessarily just need to be homosexual. It could be heterosexual in nature. It could be sometimes in the forms of lust for children or any other type of sexual issue. And so what we're really witnessing here is that these issues, sexual and relational brokenness, they're a symptom to underlying root causes as to why someone feels this way. And then our counseling with these individuals, we help them understand the roots of why they feel these sexual issues or this unwanted sexual attractions. And then we help them resolve those issues in therapy and then receive unmet love needs from the object of lust in which they sexualize. And when people, whether they're dealing with a homosexual or heterosexual lust problem, when they experience healthy intimacy with the object of lust, a lot of times they experience a great, tremendous amount of healing in their life. And God has a great, great message for them in that, and that it's directly tied to somehow, I find a lot of times, that their view and their relationship with Heavenly Father.
And you know, that makes so much sense to me, because I think that even when people don't give a whole lot of thought, a whole lot of consideration to the fact that God is the one who created us.
Correct.
And that was all about relationship from the very beginning.
Well, if you look to, you know, the first relationship that we have in the Bible, right? Adam and Eve.
Yes.
It starts with a broken relationship with God, right?
That's right.
So as soon as Eve gives the apple to Adam and he bites, and then they realize they're naked, God says to Adam, you know, you've been hiding from me. And Adam says, you know, yes, that's true. And God says, well, why have you been hiding from me? And Adam says, well, I was afraid. And God says, well, wait, why were you afraid? Well, we're naked. And God says, how did you know you were naked? Who told you? Okay? And so then Adam realizes that God knows that he sinned. And at that point, what does he do, Carl? He blames his wife.
Yeah, he made excuses, blaming wife. Well, that woman
right.
you
it's
gave me, actually blamed her and him. Blamed
yeah,
her and
her
God.
Issue. She made me do it, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So what we see is Adam disobeyed God, and then the brokenness between him and his wife occurs. Because instead of owning his stuff, as a big part of our counseling is, we got to learn how to own our stuff, right?
That's right.
He goes and blames it on somebody else. Well, she made me do it, right? So there you see the broken relationship with God and the broken relationship with his wife. And that's how it begins. And so a part of the healing process is, and this is like any other, you know, 12-step support group or Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, right? I'm powerless, right? Admit that I'm powerless to the problem and take responsibility. And so we're trying to help our clients understand that, yes, there are issues that have contributed to the reason why you feel this way, but you also have some contribution to this. And so we have to explore that in counseling. You know, what's my role? What's my responsibility? How did others impact me and hurt me?
So, Chris, the person becomes, you know, they have the various ways, depending on the individual's personality, the choices they make. They respond in various ways to whatever is missing there, whatever has caused this brokenness, whatever has caused the pain. Do you find... that when it comes to actual addiction, sexual addiction,
sure.
Is it actually becoming addictive because they're pursuing on a constant level an attempt to try to medicate, attempt to try to alleviate the pain?
Well, that's exactly what we're seeing, is that whatever the source of that person's lust, okay, the sexual addiction, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual in nature or some other sexual issue, right? In the case of heterosexual addiction, what we're a lot of times seeing is a lack of healthy attachment and then wounding from members of the opposite sex towards that person. And so they're seeking the woman, if it's a man, sexually in an unhealthy way in order to heal that wound. If it's a homosexual issue, it's exactly the opposite. If it's a man, they're seeking that man in order to feel better about this same-sex wound, whether it's with a father or male peers, in order to feel better about that. But what we're helping the clients understand is that this is not a sexual issue, really, at all. This is an emotional issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to help the client go back and realize the source of their emotional pain and sometimes trauma and heal that. And when we do that and we connect with God in a healthy way and we learn God's love for us and accept that, healing occurs. And these unhealthy or unwanted attractions diminish over time. And certainly, that was the case in my life. I was once homosexually attracted, once had a very unhealthy heterosexual attraction. And I have done so much work and over these issues. And today, you know, I'm married to my beautiful wife, Sherry. We have five beautiful kids, and I'm living my dream. And this is something that I feel called personally and professionally to help other people, especially Christians and those who are spiritual, because sometimes as Christians we over-spiritualize these issues, meaning we don't get to the emotional roots and the core of it. So what I try to help my clients do, and what we do at the Institute for Healthy Families, is we look at this issue from a spiritual, from an emotional, from a physical and a psychological perspective, and we try to get the healing in that way.
That is so good. And two questions I want to ask you related to that. Number one, particularly when you make the excellent point that sometimes, in fact, often as Christians, we over-spiritualize. Do you find that a lot of people struggle to overcome their sexual addiction of whatever the nature of it is, surely through prayer and willpower, only to find that prayer and willpower are not enough?
Well, let's just say this. You can't pray away a wound, and you cannot deliver a wound. So I think that people in good faith go to the Lord when they're having these issues. However, oftentimes what we're seeing, and I did this for many years in my life, Carl, is I was praying the wrong prayer. And I prayed for years, Lord, take away these same-sex attractions. I don't want this. I don't want to feel like this. This isn't how I believe I was created. But God was telling me, Chris, you're praying the wrong prayer. If he would have just simply taken away my same-sex attractions, he would have robbed me of the work that I needed to do and the wisdom that he needed to reveal to me. So the right prayer is, Lord, show me the meaning of why I feel this attraction or this unhealthy desire or whatever it is, whether you're homosexual or heterosexual. It doesn't matter. So the right prayer is, Lord, show me the meaning so that I can seek healing and understand the roots of why I feel this way and learn how to resolve these issues in my life and bring me the wisdom and the people around me to love me and help me go through it.
Wow. And I can see that so clearly, Chris, the importance of praying the right prayer, making the right request, because otherwise we can often find ourselves making some sincere efforts to make change, but we're not dealing with the true root of whatever it is that we're trying to get away from, that we're trying to change, because we're not dealing with the real root.
Right.
We're making no progress.
Right. And what we have to realize is that, you know, God gives us emotions and feelings for a reason. And so much of this is an emotional problem. It's not just a spiritual issue. All right. It is a spiritual issue. There's spiritual components to it. But the reason why we experience all these disorders, emotional and psychological, is because of unhealthy emotions and or not knowing how to process our emotions. And so God gives us these emotions for a reason. You know, we have fear, we have anger, we have sadness, we have joy. They all move us to do things in our lives. And so if we're just praying away our feelings or praying away our emotions and just saying, Lord, take it away, that's not going to help us resolve those issues. God wants to reveal those issues and help us to grieve and take responsibility and be able to move on and feel emotional freedom over it. But we can't do it simply by over-spiritualizing and praying away.
What a much better way to put us in a position to help other people going through similar challenges. When we come back, Chris, could you help us get a better sense of what is actually taking place when the healing occurs?
Sure.
All right. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely. Our guest, yours and mine, Mr. Christopher Doyle, and I will be right back.
More than words, and all that you gave was never lost, no. If you can touch all.